Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Mm-hmm. We're reviewing the memo right now and trying to figure out what the impact is. But you know, I think the president was pretty forthright when he said that we're going to examine all elements of the federal government. The Biden administration tried to shovel money out the door in the last month of the term at a frenetic pace. That had not been seen in generations. I assume some guidelines will be unpacked as the day and the week go on, but these federal grants don't come fast, and they usually come in one chunk. So if money has been delivered, it's not like they're scooping it out of bank accounts, but additional payments are on hold for right now.
Can you do that? Because I always thought that you guys hold.
We appropriate the money. The administration actually spends the money. So once the funds are allocated, the agencies will then distribute the funds. The administration prior did a hell of a job doing whatever they wanted to do with those monies. I mean, that's the Biden administration. So I believe that this is probably hand in hand with the DOGE program, where we want to really examine what's going out the door and making sure that monies, as they're distributed, follow the executive orders that President Trump has put out in his first days in office. And there are questions about that. And I you know, this is something that can't obviously go on indefinitely, but another quick set of eyes on things doesn't hurt.
So you're not worried about an immediate impact on federal programs here in Buffalo that get money from the
I don't believe this is anything that will drag on too long. And this is you have, I mean, these the way these federal grants systems work, it's not instantaneous and it's not daily. It's periodic payments, if not one-time payments, to these different programs. Obviously, there's important research projects going on. I mean, we want to see these things move along, and you know, we'll certainly be advocates for organizations within Western New York and our district on, you know, those important funding sources. But right now, I think he's just paused additional monies going out the door, and there will be agency and departmental review of those monies and how they've been allocated or expended. Because remember, I don't believe the Trump administration has been issuing grants yet. So he is putting cabinet officials in place that need to be confirmed by the Senate. And a lot of this is spending that was done on an agency level, and decisions were made on the grants by the departments, not by Congress. The monies are just allocated broadly to the departments. The departments then prioritize how they're aimed, unless it's specific and statutory. So I think it's important to put those reviews in place to see that everything's in line with the priorities of the administration. I don't believe the suicide hotline is going to run out of money today. So, no. These things don't, these funding sources don't function like that. It's not like daily injections of cash. I mean, these things are generally annual or semi-annual payments. So I don't believe that any of these organizations are in short-term danger in any way.